Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening to all of our global listeners and all the people signed into the chat room. It is a glorious evening this evening with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm always excited to be on the air, sharing with you whatever we are doing for that evening. And tonight we have a very special guest that's going to be joining us very soon. Miss Mandy Lee, all the way from San Diego, California. We are waiting for her to tune into the show, and we are so delighted that she has chosen to be a guest on our show this evening. Until she gets here, we're going to just indulge in some of her music. I'm going to play one of her songs that she sent into the show entitled Whipped Cream. And then hopefully when this song goes through, then she'll be signed into the show. So, again, thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, author Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. And we're now playing Whipped Cream by Miss Mandy Lee, our future guest for this evening.
Everything's better with whipped cream. Gotta have the added flavor. Oh, the morning before the sun comes up. Have it on my Sunday, cherry delight. Girls and boys having fun tonight. Cause everything's better with a whipped cream. Gotta have the added flavor.
All right, good evening. Welcome back, folks, to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am so excited about our guest this evening. She is an amazing vocalist. When you hear her voice, her pipes will put the glory in hallelujah. She is an award-winning artist, and she has a laundry list of awards and nominations behind her name, such as Best Female Artist, Breakout Album, Best Pop Single Nominee, Best Dance Artist Nominee, just to name a few things. She is coming all the way from San Diego, California. She is none other than the R&B sensation, Miss Mandy Lee. Please help me welcome her to the show. Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Oh, I'm great this evening. It's a great evening to have you on the show. I'm just cheesing from ear to ear.
Thanks. Well, I'm glad to be here.
I must say that when I heard the track that you sent me, the grenade, the rebuttal, I was absolutely blown away.
Well, thank you.
It's just truly, truly a phenomenal voice. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that particular track, the Grenade the Rebel?
Okay, well, basically, I've been doing a lot of promotion for my own album, and I am a huge fan of Bruno Mars, have been for a while, and I heard Grenade, and it just was one of those tracks that came along and completely inspired me. I heard it, and he's such a vocal talent, and he sings with such passion, and the writing on his album is phenomenal, that I wanted to kind of do the female story, you know, the female side of it. And so I got together with my producer at NBE Records, and he did an acoustic version for me, and I wrote the female rebuttal lyrics, and just kind of went in, recorded it, and it took off. I mean, we just put it up on YouTube, just, you know, kind of like a fun side project and in between albums kind of thing, and we got over 5,000 hits in under a week. So, and we've gotten press internationally on the song, so it's been going really, really, really well. So it's been fun. You know, I got to perform it at a radio station's Grammy party here a week ago, and that was a blast. And now my dancers actually did choreography for it, and some radio stations are requesting music videos, so we got one of those in the works. So yeah, it kind of just took off, and it's just been a fun little addition to everything else we have going on.
Absolutely, you are definitely on a fast track here, because that is an amazing song, and when I heard that she did this great justice, and it's definitely a great rebuttal.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about your album, Boulevard, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Boulevard. Boulevard, I released it late last summer. Last August it came out, and it's my first debut album, my full-length album with my record label, and it's a fun album. It has a whole bunch of stuff for a whole bunch of, you know, different fans. I wrote it basically to show my love for California. You know, I'm a West Coast girl. I'm from California, and I wanted to kind of just capture everything that inspired me. So it's got a lot of fun elements, you know, about going out and growing up on the left coast is what me and my friends like to call it, because I have the left coast anthem on the album. Whipped Cream, my current single, it's just kind of a fun, frothy pop song. It's fun to dance to. Hotter Than Fire was my first single off the album. That's another great club track. Next single that we'll be releasing in about a month is called Home Sweet Home. It's more serious. It's a ballad. It's an R&B ballad. It's about life on the road, kind of wordplay. It's home and then sweet, like a hotel suite, S-U-I-T-E, home sweet home. And I wrote that, you know, just being out on the road and missing family and loved ones, and it's just a really good song for people who are homesick. But there's a little bit for everybody. I have, you know, Shadow Dancers on there, which is a tribute to Michael Jackson, and it just kind of is an array of, you know, everything that I was going through coming up in the industry, everything I was going through when I was writing the album. So, you know, I just wanted to have something for everybody.
Oh, great. We can definitely not wait for that. Now, one of the questions I did want to ask you, when did you know that you were meant to sing?
Oh, actually, I had that question earlier today in an interview also. It was actually when I was very, very young. I've been singing since I could talk, pretty much. And I remember being 4 years old. I lived in Las Vegas with my family. And my dad took me to this little recording booth that they used to have in, like, the 80s. And we sang, I don't even remember what song it was. It was a really popular 80s song. And I remember being in there thinking, even at the age of four, that one day I wanted to be in a real recording studio recording music. So growing up, I just always sang in every show. You know, I would put on shows at home for any friends and family that would listen. And around 16, I really started performing at, like, fairs and just local shows before I went to Hollywood at the age of 18 to really take it seriously and make a career out of it.
So you kind of your parents kind of cultivated your desire to sing and taking you to these different events.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they were always so supportive. They never pushed me. I wouldn't say that it was ever really their decision. I would do things here and there, and then I'd, like, kind of want to take some time off to be a kid, and then I did that, and then I'd get back into it, and then I started dancing, and I danced, you know, throughout, like, my whole, like, preteens and teenage years, and then when I turned 16, I really decided that I just wanted to keep singing and, you know, study the music business, the business of it all, so that I could kind of take care of myself on that end as well, and, they always supported me and my dreams, so I'm really blessed.
Yes, it's absolutely very important to, you know, have that great support team behind you. Because when you get out there in the industry, I can imagine that it can be very overwhelming sometimes, and you always often miss home. Do you find yourself ever missing, you know, home?
Oh, definitely. You know, going into it, I knew the sacrifices and all that. And the longest that I've been away was 5 months. I went to the Caribbean and South America and toured there. And, you know, in doing that, I didn't get to see anybody that I knew for that long. I didn't get any time off. It was literally shows every night for 5 months straight. And you kind of build a support system on the road, you know. I got close with some of my band. You know, they became really good friends of mine. And but, yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard. It's definitely hard. But you're doing what you love, and, you know, you call home as much as possible from being in another country. And lots of email. But, yeah, I mean, it's you give and take. You know, there's that sacrifice there. But at the end of the day, you know, you're doing what you've always wanted to do. So you can't really turn that down, you know.
Absolutely. Is there a recipe? I always wanted to ask an artist, When you're preparing for tour, is there some type of process that you follow to prepare you for a tour? Because I can imagine it can be very strenuous, being, you know, going from show to show after show.
Yeah. Definitely.
What's about the process?
Well, basically, it's like when I'm off tour, the only time I'm really singing is a show here and there, and, you know, in the studio. But tour is completely different because, like I said, you sing every night for months on end. So I definitely up my exercise to build my lung capacity. I have a team of backup dancers, and I dance as well. So we definitely up our rehearsal schedules just to make sure everything's tight and that we're good to go. And like I said, you know, our physical fitness level is up there so that we stay healthy. We eat well. We drink a lot of tea. I drink a lot of tea when I'm preparing and when I'm touring. And vocal exercises. I do a lot of breathing techniques, a lot of vocal techniques just to keep my voice strong. And I do those every day before a show when I'm touring as well. And it was actually, that was the longest tour, the Caribbean and South America for 5 months. That was the longest tour I had been on so far. And it was amazing that once I got into the rhythm of it and was doing my exercises and we were performing so much that my voice kind of just got used to it. And, you know, I thought 5 months, oh my gosh, I'm totally going to lose my voice halfway through. But it kind of, you know, it's like muscle memory, like anything. And it went very well, thank God.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Because a lot of times, entertainers, they make it seem so easy that you do not have to prepare vocally because you already know how to sing. And so it gives a tainted picture to young women and young people who aspire to be vocalists or artists. And they think it's just so that they don't have to. That's why you have so many people in the industry having these different types of nonchalant attitudes about their craft.
Well, exactly. Yeah, any artist, I mean, any artist with talent, we could get out there and just sing, and that's fine, but your career length won't be as long. You got to take care of your instrument, you know? I mean, just like any other instrument player, dancers have to take care of their bodies. You know, guitar players have to take care of their guitars, the vocalists. Our instrument is our voice, so you have to treat it as such, you know?
Absolutely. Now, I understand congratulations are in order for you with your debut book. Tell us a little bit about a book. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, I just got the delivery today. It came out today, so we're definitely celebrating right now. I've wanted to write a book for a really long time. It's one of those things that was just always on my list of things that I had to do. I've been writing since I was 8. I've been writing poetry since I was 8 years old, songs, you know, since I was like 14. So a novel was always on my list to do. And early last year, I started writing a novel it's a fictional novel about a pop star. I wanted to write about something that I knew. The character, Veronica Brooks, she's a young pop star in Hollywood, and it's called The Cat Club, Welcome to Hollywood. And it's just the stories of a young girl trying to find herself, trying to find love. She's, you know, mixed up in this world of fame and competition. And, you know, it's an inspiring story. It's a young adult fiction novel. So I hope a lot of young girls that are looking to get into the business we'll read it and take something from it. And it's actually going to be a series. I've already started working on the second one, which will be out early next year. And I have 3 plans so far. I don't know how far it'll go, if I'll change direction and do something different. It just came out today. So it's available on my website, mandylee.com, mandileigh.com. So I hope people check it out and leave reviews.
Absolutely. I know it's also available on Lulu as well.
Yes, Lulu is my publishing company. So you can just go to Lulu, that's LULU.com, and just search The Cat Club, and it'll come up.
Yeah, I did put the information in there earlier because I know I said I'm so excited that just in time for today's show.
Yes, it's perfect timing, I know.
You couldn't be more divine than that.
I know. It was awesome.
You know, one of the things that I want to ask, you know, a lot of times artists, when they get to a certain level in their career, they want to venture off into things such as acting or modeling. Do you see any of those things in your future, or are you just mainly focused on your music?
Well, I've done quite a bit of acting and modeling in the past when I lived in Los Angeles. I'm more Orange County based again now. That's where my record label is. And I would love to do a comedic series for television eventually when I have more time to do so. I've done some films, mainstream films, and independent. I did Fat Albert with Bill Cosby directing before. I was in Beer Fest. I did a whole bunch of independent romantic comedies because romantic comedies is really what I love. I would love eventually for my series, my book series, to be adapted to either television or film, and I would actually like to do that myself once I'm a little further along in my career. But as of right now, focus is completely on music and writing, definitely. We're trying to get on another tour. As far as modeling, I modeled for Maybelline in the past and for Maxim. I'm actually thinking about doing Maxim again this year. So just, kind of explored all avenues of entertainment when I lived in California, because entertainment in general is just what I love. And I love just the possibility of opening all the doors on different avenues to, you know, open more doors for other things. So I think it's really, really smart that if you're an entertainer, don't spread yourself too thin, but at the same time, you know, explore all the opportunities that are open to you. You know, if you're born with the talent to do it, go for it.
Absolutely. Very business-minded. I love you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, I think that I'm so glad that you pointed that out, because sometimes you there are artists that I've, you know, just kind of watched and growing up and seeing them in the industry, and they all they knew was to do was to sing, and they never ventured off into anything else. So you never hear anything more about them because, you know, they never prepared for anything else. So I think it is very important to always have, you know, explore other options with your career, because you're never going to be 20 always. And you got to progress with your age.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if the opportunities are there, go for it. Why not, you know?
Absolutely. So, you know, when you say you started young singing, are you the only sibling works in the entertainment industry, or do you have any other siblings that share in the same talent?
Actually, no, I'm the only one. My younger sister, she is a makeup artist. So she's in the industry, but she's just on the other side. So she's done a lot of the makeup for my shoots, my photo shoots and my album covers, music videos. She does that. She works primarily in Arizona, and she's about to be a new mom. So congratulations to Ashley. But she's a makeup artist. Yeah, but I'm the only one in my family that does music. My dad, he was a DJ and a drummer when he was younger, and then my mom was an actress growing up when I was young, because I was born in California, and so she did movies and TV and modeling when I was younger. But she became, you know, when she had my sister, she decided to be a stay-at-home mom with us. So.
Oh, absolutely. That is just so amazing that you have just such a, it seems like every part of family tree from your immediate family has, you know, has something that contributed to who you are as an individual.
Yeah.
And that's
definitely.
So wonderful. So wonderful that you help your sister. I mean, even though she's on the other side of it, that she's your makeup artist and has collaborated in doing other things with you, being a part of you. So that's very nice to have that close-knit type of family situation going on.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, she's so wonderful. She's so naturally talented. Like, I have the musical talent and the writing talent and everything, but when it comes to, like, doing my hair and makeup, I'm just not – she can, like, take 5 minutes and make you look like a movie star, and I don't have that talent in me. So we work well together.
That's wonderful. Now, the poetry – now,
yes.
I did see on your bio, you won a poetry contest at a very
the International Library of Poetry, which actually used to be the International Library of Poetry for years and years. I won the Editor's Choice Award through them twice, once when I was a teenager and then once when I was older, and they actually became my publishing company. They became Lulu. They used to just do poetry books, and now they do everything from fiction to biographies. They cover everything. So I already knew of them, and I'd already worked with them. So when I started writing my novel, I went to them first, and they were interested in publishing my book. So it just worked out perfectly. You know, I already knew the company and worked with them and won a few awards from them, so it just seemed like a good fit for my first novel.
Wonderful. It seems like all of your steps are ordered in divine order, so that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I am so happy for I'm looking at the other magazine covers that you have been featured in. It's such a laundry list, so we're not going to read them all. But
yeah, people can go to the website.
No, let's tell us what the experience is like being on a cover of a magazine. What is that experience like?
It's really fun. I'm such a girl, and so photo shoots are one of my favorite things ever. And I've done a few here in the States. I'm actually doing a lot more overseas right now. I'm on a few covers in the UK and in London. We've been focusing really heavily on promotion over there, mostly doing radio in the United States, but doing a lot of magazines and press over in London. But it's really fun. I mean, getting all dolled up and, you know, stylists bringing you really cute clothes. I mean, there's no bad in it. At all, you know. It's definitely really, really fun, you know. And I feel so blessed, you know, for them to do stories on me. I mean, I'm just doing what I love, and the fact that people want to talk about that's awesome. I'm so grateful to everybody that's supported and everyone that's helped along the way. You know, it's really, really
I
awesome.
Love that. I want to ask you that so bad because a photo shoot. I can imagine how fun and amazing that is. Snapshot, you know, getting snapshots done of you and just posing and then just the makeup, the whole overall process has to be very fascinating.
Yeah, it's really fun. I always have them play, like, my favorite mix of music because it's funny because you get there and it can always be kind of intimidating. No matter how many you did, you know, you're always working with a different photographer or at a different location, and weather can usually be a problem. It's usually freezing when they have you shoot. So I just usually put on a mix of fun music, and I just naturally move. I usually just like to dance and have them capture, you know, just real movement so that it's not too stiff, you know, but it's fun.
That is so wonderful. I know there's so many young women out there that inspire to do the same thing that
mm-hmm.
you're doing in such a young age. What would you tell a young woman that aspires to do the same thing that you're doing now? How would you advise them to take the necessary steps to do what you're doing?
Well, that's actually a perfect question, because that's one of the things that is really, really important to me, is reaching out to young girls that want to be in this industry. And I actually just did an interview with a high school student this morning for a local high school. She wanted to do a paper on a female that has had some success in the industry, the trials and tribulations, and just what makes you keep going, kind of a thing. And I tell them to not give up. It can be a roller coaster, this business, and there's been many times when I've been discouraged, you know, doing it from such a young age, and just keep going. If you have that passion inside of you and that dream and that God-given talent, that you're meant to do it. And if it gets hard, just keep pushing through it. Find a good support team. You know, you'll get people on your side. If you believe in yourself, people will start believing in you. And I would say write your own material if you can. That's very, very important. You gain a lot of respect in this business by doing that. My label and I actually just launched our own songwriting company so that we can write for other artists as well. And just be careful. Learn the business side of it, because as fun and as glamorous as it looks to a young girl just seeing Hollywood on television and listening to CDs, learn the business side of it. Have your parents or a guardian on your side to just watch out for your best interest, because Hollywood isn't all giggles and glamorous. You know, there's a lot of people out there that want to take advantage of independent talent and young talent. And just, you know, be careful. That would be my biggest piece of advice.
I am so glad that you pointed that out, because there are a lot of people, young people, who enter into the industry
mm-hmm.
And going through back doors, so to speak, and they do not have anyone who can really guide them and give them right. Direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems so, because it's so glamorous, that they, you know, take on with anybody that, you know, says that they can help them. And oftentimes,
right.
they're unknowledgeable about the whole entire process,
mm-hmm.
then they find themselves in a place where they're not really getting all the things that they were promised, and they're
right.
entering into
exactly.
contracts with people that they're bound
mm-hmm.
to, and now because they didn't
yeah.
know the business, they don't know how to get out of them.
Exactly.
So I'm so glad that you shared that. You know, that is
yeah.
very important. Because,
yeah.
you know, a lot of young people are very impressionable, especially
mm-hmm.
when it comes to celebrity status, and they want
yeah.
to have that. And
mm-hmm.
when they thirst and hunger after that, and you have someone dangling glamour and glitz in front of your eyes,
mm-hmm.
they tend to go for it without, you know,
yeah.
using discernment. So
exactly.
I'm glad
I mean,
that.
Yeah. You know, even young girls and guys, you know, both, it's like nothing happens overnight. You know, a lot of stories may look like it was an overnight success, but it really wasn't. And I even have people that have come into my circle, either just to come to shows or to work for me, that think what I have right now, I just got instantly. But that's not true. I've been working every day for 11 years just to get to where I am, and I'm not near where I even want to be yet, you know. So there's definitely a lot of hard work, and it does happen faster for some people than other people. It's just, you know, right place, right time, and having the whole package together. But just work on your craft, take it day by day, and when an opportunity presents itself, look at the big picture. If it looks too good to be true right then, it probably is. And I'm not trying to crush anything for anybody. But just be smart, you know, and get some good people on your side and on your team. So,
very valuable information.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you so much for that. Because, you know, I like to ask those questions because, you know, it's very important for them to know and get some very good advice from people that are walking in the shoes that they want to wear someday.
Yeah.
Do you think that who do people most compare your style to, as far as singing, is there any one person that people most compare you to that's been in the industry for a long time?
Well, recently, with the new sound and the new album, pop R&B is what I've always wanted to do. And when I signed to NBE Records, they are just so on board with letting me have my creative freedom that I finally got to do the album that I wanted to do, to write the music that I wanted to write, have the sound that I was so inspired to have growing up. And since I've come out with the album, a lot of people are saying Tina Marie. Now, I didn't, honestly, the first time someone said that, I had only heard the one song she had done with Prince. I wasn't very familiar with her. And so I started looking her up and watching her videos, and sadly she recently passed away, but that's been one of the biggest people that people are saying now with the sound of the new album, which is amazing, because after looking her up, I mean, that's so flattering. And then at stage shows, you know, I've gotten Christina Aguilera, just basically young girls that are pop, R&B, put on a good show, you know, because I have very high-energy backup dancers. We try to entertain. We try to get interactive with the audience at shows. But my biggest thing is I stand for pure, real vocals live. That's my thing. You know, I don't believe in auto-tune, and what we bring to the stage at a show is, you know, what you'd expect to hear. So basically anybody.
Love
it. Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that. But, you know, you can kind of tell when people are singing with, sometimes if you're a person that really kind of know a little bit of something about music, you can kind of tell if a person is singing live, if that is truly their vocals or not. And when I heard your rebuttal, I was like, oh, my goodness. This, and I, too, believe I told you that you sounded like Tina Marie. Because
yeah, it was funny because I saw that in one of your emails to me before we did the interview, and I was like, everyone keeps saying that.
it was just you know, and at that time, yes, she had just recently passed, but you don't know how people are going to receive it. I was kind of reluctant on saying it, but I just had to because you truly did remind me of her, and she was an amazing a vocalist herself, and she had such a strong presence. And in comparison, it's just a huge compliment because you have just such a powerful and amazing voice.
Well,
and
you are
already on the path of greatness, so we don't have to worry about that. But with as far as your management team, you say they give you a lot of creative control over you know, writing your own music and kind of just having a voice in how your career is going. How important is that to have that when you're in this industry?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, it's I think it's the difference between an artist actually having a lasting career and someone not, because I worked with companies before that they have this idea of who they want, like the product that they want, and they bring you in and kind of try to mold you to be what they're basically just looking for, that you're not a person. And I understand in this business that every artist is a product, and I'm not even arguing with that. It's a business, and I understand that. But there comes a point to where they don't see you as a person anymore. They see you as you're going to sing these songs, you're going to dress this way, and you're going to perform this way, and you're going to look just like this and sing just like this. And I just think that if you take all the creative freedom out of an artist, you don't have an artist anymore, you know? And when I signed with NVE Records, and we sat down and I talked to them about the companies that I'd been with and the offers that I had prior and all this stuff, they had seen me perform live before, obviously, before I signed with them, and I let them know how important writing was to me, and they'd heard a lot of music that I was writing. Because right before I signed with them, I was actually doing a lot of soundtrack projects for Warner Brothers and a couple of the big companies. And we got together in the studio, and I just started writing, and I seriously think, you know, this deal and this relationship that I have with my company is such a blessing. They're such a godsend. We just fit so perfectly together. The music that Devon produces with the melodies and lyrics that I write, it just works. It just meshes very, very well. And like I said, I've always had a love for writing, and I wanted to tell my stories. I wanted it to be organically me. I wanted, if I'm singing to people in concert, I want them to really feel what I'm feeling. You know, and if I don't get to tell my own stories, I just feel like, sure, if I go out there and sing somebody else's song or sing a cover song, I just don't feel like I can connect with them as well, you know, if I'm not telling them my own stories, you know. So, and I'm not opposed to having some songs written for me. I have had in the past, but I have to completely believe in it. I have to hear it, and it has to grasp me for me, you know, to perform it the way that I feel it should be performed. So I think it's very important that an artist be able to have creative control over, to a certain extent. I mean, I understand there's some imaging and branding and all of that that goes into it, but at the end of the day, I still want to feel like Mandy, because that's who I want to present to the world. I want to be uniquely me. I don't want to be the second Madonna or the, you know, so...
Like a true artist, yes, absolutely. You want to have your own identity. I so can appreciate that and respect that, because it's just true. You want when people are coming to concerts to support artists, we do want to hear an authentic story from the artist, not something that okay, we've heard this before, or we want to hear something authentic. So I applaud you for definitely making that stand in your career, you know, by wanting to be authentic. And I'm glad you answered that question, because I think that it's so very important for you to have the proper management team that you can work with to further your career along. And if you don't have a management team that can work with you and kind of get a little bit of your input and understand that you need to have some input and not total control by the management team, then you kind of get lost within yourself, because then, you know, and people don't know how to articulate that to management team, so they're afraid that they'll lose out on the opportunity if they say something about how they want their career to go. And it's okay to do that.
Exactly. Well, and in the beginning, I was very, very careful with that. You know, I was the scared, naive young girl in the beginning where I didn't want to say the wrong thing. I didn't want to lose out on a show. I didn't want to. But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, now I'm being honest. And back then, being careful and quiet, did it really get me any further? No. You know, it wasn't me, so I wasn't happy. So what was the point of that, you know? So.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you are, because you are coming with some real answers, some real responses. And then just, you know, something that so, you know, an upcoming artist or somebody inspired to be an artist can really feed off of and kind of say, yeah, you know, I remember hearing Mandy Lee say on the Poetic Energy radio show that it's okay to, you know, to say something, you know. Then you definitely will know if you're with the right management team, because they won't totally tone you out. You know, you listen to what you have to say, but, you know, yes, they do run a business. But they will not, if it's the right fit, they will definitely hear what the artist is saying, even though, you know, they have to make a business decision. And that's what's important.
Exactly. So. I mean, and there's compromise in it, too. You know, I don't want artists thinking that, you know, I always feel like it needs to be Mandy's way.
there's definitely compromise
in business decisions. Yeah. But just stay true to you. You know, if something feels wrong, then it, you know, probably is. So. Just go with your gut. You know, do what you feel is right. Yeah.
Mandy, the interview is going so well. I am so, you know, just overjoyed with the responses. I do have another question that in comparison, you know, with touring, in comparison to your audiences in the U.S. and you know, in other countries, how different is the atmosphere of, you know, how are you received more? Do you feel better in the U.S. or overseas, or, you know, do people receive you the same way, or how different is the atmosphere?
It's been about the same. All the shows, luckily, have been so amazing. Everyone's been really, really, really awesome. I have to say, though, overseas, it's easier as a pop artist. People get, I think, more excited to see shows over there that are by an American pop artist because it's more rare, if that makes sense. People in the United States, there's so much music all the time. There's so many opportunities to see concerts and shows, especially in the pop R&B genre, that I don't know. I just think over there it's just a little more exciting. Not that it's not here. Like I said, all my crowds and all my audiences have been awesome. But over there, I think it's just a little easier to get a crowd hyped up when you're a pop artist traveling abroad, because it's more rare over there.
I'm so glad that you said that, because I, you know, the reason why I asked that question is sometimes when you're watching concerts from artists that are in other countries, it seems like the crowd is just up, like, you know, bouncing off the wall, so to speak.
And
you sometimes you may not get that. You get energy from, you know, people from the U.S., but if they know you and they, you know, they've become acquainted with you, so it tends to be more laid back.
And
that's why I wanted to ask you that question, because it does seem a little bit more hyped when you go to another country, because, you know, this is a, first of all, they're excited because you're from the U.S., the United States.
Right.
And so the hype becomes a big, big sensation, and people, you know, just kind of really get more into it, because it's not like they are going to see you all the time. And
exactly.
It makes the event more eventful and more special to them.
Exactly, it does. It feels more special, right.
Yeah, absolutely. We have 16 more minutes remaining in the show, Andy, and what I am going to do, I want our listeners to hear your rebuttal.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Awesome.
So we're going to play that right now here and then come back with more questions with Mandy Lee. All righty.
easy come, easy go. That was just your spin. Oh, from the beginning, I was all in. Should've showed you all my cards from my first kiss, and my blue eyes were open, 'cause they were hoping you'd give me all your love. But I got so very scared, I got so very scared, I did. You wanted all my love, how come you didn't ask it? What I don't understand is why you catch a grenade. White, that's just how I read this. You'd send me back to hell, but the fire's in my kiss. Bad woman, mad woman, that's just who you saw. Oh, I never did you wrong, and I never touched your car. Gave me what you had, I just couldn't give it back. Just couldn't give it back.
Imagine there is a process.
Well, like I said, you know, I've worked with a lot of producers, and I've written tons of songs throughout the years, and I just feel like when I came together with Devon at NVE Records and we started writing music together, it just really seemed to flow. I had an idea of different stories that I really, really wanted to touch on, and he's amazing as far as writing harmonies and really getting the songs to have dimension and to stand out. And so it's like with Wonderful, which we ended up not making a single, we did a lot of fan votes to decide what the singles were going to be. Hotter Than Fire, my first single, was the first song that we did together. I signed in November and of 2009. We just started compiling a whole bunch of ideas and which way we wanted the album to go and kind of, you know, how many up-tempos, how many ballads, just to, you know, give it an even balance. And after we did Hotter Than Fire, I had Vernac, a hip-hop artist that's on our label. He came in and did that song with me, and we just fell in love with it. And we started playing it just for test audiences, and people were loving it. DJs were playing it at clubs, and it was going really, really well. So we decided to release that first. And then it was a toss-up if it was going to be Wonderful or Whipped Cream for the second single. And Wonderful I really love. And when we wrote that, I just felt like it was going to be one of my favorite songs on the album. It still is. You know, it's just a really positive song. That's a great song for people that, you know, especially young girls that want to get into the industry. It's just all about having confidence in yourself to go out there and to do it and to be wonderful. And it's wordplay. O-N-E-D-E-R-F-U-L. Wonderful. Being number one, you know. And so that song's really, really fun. I really like the ballads because you can tell a more serious story, you know, and get a little deeper because as a writer, I love to write as deep as possible, and you can't always do that with the dance tracks. But I just felt like we had a really good chemistry. Finding a producer that you can have amazing chemistry with, that's what's going to make a hit song. Having, you know, clean, polished tracks with somebody that just knows how to mix well and compose well, and then put that together if you're a writer, you know, with having catchy hooks and you know, good lyrics, and then just make sure that your harmonies are on and they're tight. I think that's what makes a hit song. Having all of the elements, if all the elements can come together, then I think you have a good product.
What was it like hearing your song on the radio for the first time?
Oh, so cool. It just feels like it's like the same, it's the same feeling I get when I step onto like a new stage for the first time, or like when I got my book in the mail today and I held it in my hand. You put so much work into what you love to do, and you can get really caught up in the grind, the daily grind of it all, like trying to just do promotion and writing and at all hours of the day and night. And when you actually see something, you know, being recognized that you've put out there and people are embracing your art, it's just, it's an indescribable just feeling of just, it's just pure joy, you know, hearing something on the radio or seeing an article go up. It's just like just one step closer to having your dream fulfilled, you know. So it's a good feeling. It's a payoff, you know. So
yes, I absolutely. I love the way you just put that, because you know, I knew that was going to come, because I can feel the energy coming from you.
Yeah.
Talking about that first experience. We have 6 more minutes remaining in the show, and it has been great. I wanted to get it in to make sure that people are able to purchase your new book and your CD. Please remind the folks out, all of our listeners, how we can purchase your CD and your book.
Okay. Yeah, you can. Everything is available through mandyleigh.com. It's mandyleigh.com. You can find all the information about everything on there. You can get my album on iTunes. It's Mandy Leigh Boulevard. It's BLVD period Boulevard. You can get it on Amazon. My book will be through a lot of retailers in about 8 weeks. It just came out today, so Amazon and Google Books and a couple bookstores will be carrying it. in the next couple of months. But it is available today on MandyLee.com as well as Lulu, L-U-L-U.com. Just search The Cat Club. It's called The Cat Club, Welcome to Hollywood. I would love for you guys to get it. I would love your reviews. The book hasn't been reviewed yet at all since it just came out today. So let me know your feedback. Like I said, it's my first writing project as far as a novel goes, and I would really love to see how the fans are receiving it. So just you can check out, and all the singles are available on iTunes as well. And then the Grenade Rebuttal is just for view on YouTube. But you can see that through my website as well.
Yeah, I put all of your links, the Reverb page, your YouTube page, your fan page on Facebook, your website are all in the chat room. So all of those listening in the chat room are signed into the chat room and to all our global listeners. Her information is available in the chat room. So make sure you check her stuff out. It's amazing. You've already heard her vocal. So without further ado, Mandy, I just want to take this time to really thank you for agreeing to be on the show. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. it's a great pleasure in learning more about you as an artist. We definitely will be supporting you at the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We definitely look for a review from us on your book because we will be getting your book. Thank you so much, and I wish you much more continued success, and always keep a strong team around you, and I know you know that, but you brought it out so beautifully tonight, and encouraging the other young girls who want to follow in your footsteps, so I appreciate you for that, because on our show, it is important for me to make sure that people that I have on the show, are connected with inspiring others, mm-hmm. because that's what I like to do, inspire others. So I appreciate mm-hmm. you, and thank you for your wise advice that you've given to listeners that will listen in the archives or who are tuning in tonight. So we so appreciate you, and thank you so much for our featured guest for tonight.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you. It was such a pleasure. It was an awesome way to spend my evening tonight. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And without further ado, we will sign off with your song again, The Official Rebuttal. Good night. Good night,
thank
all.
You.
God bless you.
Enjoy, guys. Bye.
That was just been all from the beginning. I was all in. Should've showed you all my cards from my first kiss, and my blue eyes were open, 'cause they were hoping you'd give me all your love. But I got so very scared, I got so very scared I did. You wanted all my love, how come you what I don't understand is why you catch a grenade, throw your hand on a blade, stand in front of a train. Why would you do anything? Ooh, oh, oh, I never wanna see you in pain. I'll take the gun. Black and white, that's just how I read this. You'd send me back to hell, but the fire's in my kiss. Bad woman, mad woman, that's just who you saw. Oh, I never did you wrong, and I never touched your car.